Hello everyone and welcome back to my podcast. First, I want to say I've had to record this episode about 4 times because I cannot stop yawning and I cannot speak. But it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. So I just need you to bear with me for this episode, to be honest. I hope you all have had a lovely Easter. I've obviously not uploaded this week as I've been revising and spending time with my family, and I hope you've all been doing the same. Of course, most of you listening are in my year or the year below and have mocks or exams after Easter. So I hope you have remembered to take time for yourself to rest. I really struggle doing this as I just feel so guilty when I'm not doing something productive, but it's really important to tell that voice to shush and enjoy your rest. I've been playing a lot of solitaire, like a lot. It's my favourite game. I'm obsessed with it. I played the same game, like the same round about 30 times yesterday because I could not figure it out, so I had to keep redealing. But I finally figured out, you'll be pleased to know. So yeah, that's my obsession recently. Today's episode will be a lot lighter than the last few ones, as obviously they've been quite intense, to say the least. So I thought I'd give you all more of a relaxing episode, and today I'll be talking about dealing with your first breakup. So I recently went through my first breakup, and obviously it hasn't been easy, but to be completely honest, as I always have been on this podcast, if you can tell, it's not been as hard as I imagined it would be. It even got to a point where I wondered why it wasn't so hard to deal with. I always saw breakups on films and TV as just weeks of constant heartache, but it really hasn't been. I still get that sinking feeling in my stomach when I really think about it. Of course I do. It's completely natural. He was such a big part of my life for quite a while, but I've been happy. First things first, don't bother messing about with the whole going on a break stuff. It prolongs the pain and it creates this sense of uncertainty which you just cannot shake. And it ends up completely crowding your mind, and it is so annoying. When it's definitely over, it gives you that sense of closure. It hurts, of course it does, but it gives you the final ending that you need to move on. Don't be scared to end the relationship either. When you know your relationship is ending, it's okay to break up with them and let them go. I promise that although it's so hard to let go, it's so important to accept when it's time to leave this person and move on to the next part of your life. Life is so much more than romantic relationships. I've created an even stronger relationship with my friends and formed a new type of relationship with my mum. We had the stereotypical post-breakup moment of sitting in her bed, watching a rom-com, Bridget Jones, and eating chocolate. It was so sweet and peaceful. I cried and I told her everything, and she hugged me and told me everything would be okay and that everyone has been in my position. She told me stories of her past relationships and told me a couple of things my family said about my relationship that really made me laugh to the point I was crying again. Life is so fulfilling with and without having a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's possible to be happy without them, I promise. Reach out to your friends and family. Talk to them. My best friend let me talk and talk about the same thing as much as I needed until I could stop dwelling on it. They would also keep me distracted. The lovely Sophie, who sings the theme song for this podcast, lives near me. She said I could come round whenever I needed or wanted, or she would come to mine. And I bet she regretted that offer because I did not leave her alone. We would just sit and talk and laugh. It stopped me focusing on the breakup, which massively helped. And it definitely made the breakup much easier to deal with, as I was practically always distracted and focused on other things. The first night, it consumed my mind so much and it was all I could think about. But by the end, I was completely okay. I was playing piano tiles with Sophie and we were watching edits of our favourite celebrity crushes. That's been one good thing. I can talk about all the celebrities that I find fit without worrying about hurting someone's feelings. And I love it. Relationships also don't have to end on bad terms. I don't hate my ex-boyfriend. My friends might, but I don't. It was both of our first proper relationships, so of course we did things wrong, but I don't regret it. There's no point in sitting and regretting the time you spent with them. You can't do anything to change it, and one day you're gonna find someone perfect for you, and you just need to remember that. Also, don't torture yourself by stalking their social media. I unfollowed my ex and most of his friends on social media. There's no bad blood, I just don't need to see that. I needed to move on, so I needed to remove that part of my life and not have to constantly look at it. Don't rush into a new relationship straight away either. You don't need male validation to be happy. Give yourself time to reflect and grow in yourself. Let yourself become your true, authentic self. And when you find someone new, stay like that. It can be so easy to change yourself or water yourself down to fit other people's ideals. But in the long run, you will end up unhappy within yourself and too afraid to change in fear of them not liking you anymore. I've taken this time to really understand who I am as a person, what I like, what I don't, etc. And I urge you to do the same. It's such a healthy thing to do, and I'm really enjoying understanding myself more and more. I also just have more time now that I'm not in a relationship. I've been spending more time on schoolwork, created this podcast, seen my friends more, and just generally done more of the things I enjoy. I also have a lot more time to play as much solitaire as I want, which has been great, because I love solitaire. I've also been less stressed. As my relationship was coming to a close, we had a lot of arguments, which of course caused me a lot of stress. Ending our relationship was the best thing we could have done for each other. Of course, I wonder sometimes if we could have fixed it, but I remind myself that I didn't care enough to fix it. This sounds harsh, but I know he felt the same. We simply didn't care enough anymore, and that's okay. It's normal, and it's unfortunately something you have to accept as hard as it is. Your feelings change for people as you go throughout life, as you experience different things. Your feelings and your emotions are going to change, and that's completely okay. This episode isn't to demonize relationships either. They can bring so much joy and happiness. I'm simply sharing my experience and letting you know that it will be okay. The world will continue to go on and time will heal you. You're not alone. Almost everyone has been there, and they know it can be painful. But pain is part of the balance of life, and you will learn and grow from it. That's all for today, and I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. It is out on Podbean, obviously, and it's also on Google Play. So thank you for listening. Lots of love, Kat.